Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the dubious voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice, pushing all together in one big heap so that we can give you a striking feeding of the food show. A little bit goes a long way. We're kind of hoping for the best today. We taste the deck. We go after textures. You know, that's a big thing for me. I can't hear you. I'm not hearing.
Most people probably do think a little bit goes a long way. I said, I know Doug does.
Well, you know, that's there's advantages for that. Anyway, one way to get onto the floor and then hoping for all the other best tastes, texture, rinks. And ever since.
I see it now. The new book by
new
Tom Fitzmaurice.
Book. What
Words.
Would it say?
Words.
Worthless words.
There you go. Worthless words. All right.
Well, I was just playing into your part, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to grab the reins now.
You are?
And say, yes, that Tom, it's, I look out the window behind you and there's just something missing. The cruise ships are not here.
Well, let's see. What
time
of year is this?
We're not going to be in tomorrow. I think I did see one on Friday, though. We are going to be here Friday.
Maybe they figure that there will be glaciers everywhere they go. It's still winter after all.
Well, it certainly doesn't feel like it here. I mean, it's just gorgeous. I mean, it looks like it could be raining. And I hear that it's going to be really cold tomorrow. But it is lovely outside. I had a very nice lunch today.
Lucky you.
I was not with Tom. And I went to the Fogo. I went to Fogo de Chão.
Yeah, I've been there more than a couple of times, but tell everybody how that works, because it's a very striking restaurant.
Well, first of all, we
don't have another one like it.
First of all, it was packed in there, which means that there's a convention in town.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I can pretty much guarantee to myself anyway that just by looking at the people in there, they are visitors from out of town. And it begs the question, if you're going to be in New Orleans, why in heaven's name would you go to a place like Fogo when you can go to Galatoire's?
Yeah, very well, the
and
Galatoire.
For probably less, I got to tell you.
Very
for
possibly.
Probably less, because a lunch there with the, quote, full experience is $37.
That's not too bad.
And
for a
lunch,
lot of food and a huge.
Well, it is. But I mean, if you think about lunch, just lunch. I mean, who spends $40 a person on lunch besides you? I mean, you know. Greg is on the phone already. Let's go.
No,
Doug, they love us.
Hey.
Doug, you.
Hi, Greg.
Is that you for real?
It is Greg.
Hey. Marianne, I wanted to ask you, listening to the podcast, I'm fascinated with your. You called it a soapbox with the topic of you call the club,
yes,
the younger
club.
Generation.
It is my soapbox.
Let me ask you this. This is just being curious, though. If you're, I'm 39, about to be 40. Do you have what's your opinion? Is that, what's the age? Oh. Are you talking about people in their 20s?
For access to the club? I don't think it's an age thing. You know, Michael 75, who I'm sure you've heard on this show, mentioned that he goes every Saturday to what I consider ground zero of the club, Stein's Deli. So I guess it's not really an age thing. I don't know. But I think it's really more of an attitude thing. Like it's not age, it's attitude. So what to me the biggest definition between the club and not is, are you eating for the primary reason?
Are you eating tonight?
Is the primary reason you're eating. Now, everyone has different reasons for eating. Like, to me, eating is a social thing. Okay.
Me too.
So,
me too.
And,
right.
And honestly, I don't know that I'm ever really hungry. I don't know that I ever get hungry, which is terrible.
You know, I used to be that way too.
Yeah. Now I'm doing your job. That's why I never get hungry. Yeah.
Huh? Well. Well, no,
that's
I'm
why.
Not. I'm not presenting this as, you know, me trying to come up
You've
with...
You've lost 80 pounds. I'm going to gain it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, where were we? What were we...
I don't know, Tom.
Yeah, we were falling off.
But I was going to say that that if you eat because you want something delicious in mm-hmm. your mouth,
yeah.
then you probably are not a member of the club. If you're eating
yeah.
because what you're eating makes you feel good about eating it, i.e. plant-based products, sustainable things,
right.
blah, 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 then you are a card-carrying member of the club. Do you see?
mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I like that assessment. I feel the same way. And it's not just New Orleans. I feel the same way about Nashville, Austin, Tampa, some others, Charlotte.
You're naming all these cities that are in transition in the same way.
I know. I've definitely noticed that. Raleigh-Durham, even, in the Carolinas, uh-huh. Charleston, which
yeah.
Charleston used to be, well, it still is a great food town, but you're starting to see more of that Californication
yeah.
of it, if you will.
Californication.
Yeah. Who was it that said that yesterday?
Our children usually
Doug,
are safe.
Doug.
But, huh?
Yeah, it was Doug that said Californication, right, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a trend. You're definitely right. You hit the nail on the head. And I do see this across, even in airports, you know, with different...
Well, this is that whole globalization thing, which is a political topic. But the truth of the matter to me is, you know, I said once to my daughter, I'm all for multiculturalism in the abstract. And my daughter goes, you're not for multiculturalism at all. That's not true. I think cultures are fascinating things.
You're,
and when they all
right.
blend into one, you lose the cultural
yeah.
differences that make things interesting. So if
right.
every
totally
city
yeah.
becomes the same, there's no reason to yeah. go to another city.
Right.
Well,
it's very homogenous. Yeah,
that's right.
That's true.
The
you
homogenization know, if, of everything.
It's
yes.
funny that we should get this conversation going on our program if you could say that anything is
here comes incoming
but,
from somewhere
well
it
was
I, ahead,
as
Tom,
I was throwing
it?
Together the show as usual a thought came to my mind and the longer I thought about it the more I think this is either true or completely false. La Carreta, which has several locations in
yeah.
the New Orleans area. There are, I think, three of them on the North
There's
Shore.
There's like 20 of them now.
And there are some on the in around Metairie, I think.
No, just
no.
Yeah. There's one on Magazine.
Hammond. There's one in Hammond.
Magazine. Oh, okay.
No,
yeah.
that's Coretta. That's Coretta's Grill. Those are different. They're kind of sort
yeah.
of in the family, but not the
that's
same thing.
That's very
anyway,
true,
ahead,
and I'm glad you brought that up because that is how it works. But what I'm getting at is, and what I wrote down. La Carreta, and then Mexican food? Question mark. We talk about going to this place so often. I mean, the girls in our family here. Marianne is over here. Mary Lee, she's our daughter, and then there's me, of course, and then there's you, and so. But we have this index.
What has that got to do with what we're talking about, Tom? I'm
because
I'm, us,
my question is very simple. La Carreta, do you love it as much as you say you do, or versions of that?
Okay, can we get to that as soon as Greg and
You're
I finish
there
up?
Already. You don't
okay.
even have to get
Greg.
There. You're there right now.
Yeah.
So it's less, it's really a matter of cultural identities moving or lack of cultural identities, moving to places where there's a strong cultural identity.
Right.
Yes, thank you, Doug. And it's kind of like, you know, you take a gallon of water and you drop blue food coloring into it.
Yeah.
When you have just one drop, it's not going to show up. But when you get a cup, then you start having a different thing altogether. So that's my
yeah.
soapbox. I'm happy to drag it out anytime anyone wants to talk about it, but I don't want to soon become known as the woman with the soapbox. But I think that every time I do get on the soapbox, we get a lot of mail, and people go, yeah, right on, exactly right.
Yeah, and you got one on the line right now with you that I totally agree. Yeah.
Watch it out. We don't know.
My daughter says, quit picking on the kids, Mom. But honestly, that's the source. It is. I mean, it's like, you know, she was talking about something yesterday which just kind of blew my mind. And this is not only about the kinds of food we're eating, but the way we're eating, okay?
Right.
So she was
two armloads per course.
Significant other, and he orders a lot of food in.
Right.
And they ordered something, and it was $30, but by the time the Uber Eats charges came in, it was $50.
Right.
Okay,
$50
for Chipotle. And she said it was horrible. And she's a Chipotle fanatic, okay? So she said it was not right. The order was wrong, blah, 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 blah. And she said, I do not understand this mentality of, you know, by the time you spend $50, you could go out to someplace, get off your sofa, go to some place and have an actual experience.
You know?
It's a mindset. It's a mindset, and I don't like the mindset.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever be invited to be part of the club, but that's a good thing.
I have three names here and maybe even four. And these are all people who say they really love Mexican restaurant. And so since we go there pretty often, we know just what it sounds like and what it's like. And we're not knocking
I think
it.
You're being dismissed, Greg.
I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Because you probably want to be. Go ahead. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
We have another caller. Can we go to another caller?
Let me finish my sentence. How's that? Mexican food, mole poblano. That's my favorite dish.
Yeah.
Your typical Mexican. And then the rest of it, that's it. And when I don't see things like that, at the very least, I feel like the places that do have it have a leg up on all the other guys. But that's what I was trying to get a conversation on. You have taken
into
the...
Well, we have one going already. So
well, that's good.
Can we proceed with that? All right, let's go
good enough
to...
for
who's
me,
on
yeah.
The, who's on the line, Doug? Sean.
Sean.
Hey, this is Sean. How you doing?
If only we could get a webcam on Doug. I tell you the truth, folks. The entertainment value of the show would quadruple. All right, let's go, Sean. What's up?
Hey, question about Friday night. My wife and I are going to, I'm actually not even sure what the name of the community is around UNO, for a baseball game. And looking for a restaurant to take her to, either a steakhouse or a seafood.
Okay, I missed the first part of that. Where are you going?
We're going to be around UNO. We're going to a baseball game at UNO at 3 o'clock. So we'll be finished around 6 o'clock. And I know it might be late to call and try to get reservations somewhere.
Ooh, I'm trying to think of where you would get reservations around UNO.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. What are you looking
but
to
do,
eat?
But do get them.
Yes, definitely.
What are you looking to eat?
She loves seafood. She loves steak.
There's a place that you're not going to need reservations for, but I would go on out there. It's actually past Downman Road on Hain Boulevard, and it's called Deanie's on Hain.
That is has no connection with the Deanie's in Bucktown or anything around there. There never has been, although that one that we're talking about has been around, I think, in the 1950s. 1960s, I know for sure, because I used to eat there.
It's actually good versus
the other one. Always been good. Always.
Okay. Yeah, so if you go by the, if you were to go to New Orleans Lakefront Airport and head further east a couple of blocks, it would be on Hain on your right. Not a big place, but that would be something I would suggest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Did you want to go like to Lakeview, Harrison Avenue, that corridor? That's not all that close.
Okay. I'm open to suggestions. We got all night.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Okay, well, if you're going to Harrison Avenue, not so much seafood, but there's a place called LJ's, which is Italian, and it's really good. Get the she crab soup if you want seafood. It's divine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's the steak knife there. There's a place called Junior's, which used to be the old Cava. There's Francesca's a little bit further down, which is Katie's, only more casual.
Katie's as in?
It's fast casual Katie's, Francesca's.
Great
burger, like maybe the best in town. Yeah, Francesca.
Francesca.
And, of course, there's Blue Crab out by the lake if you want, like, fun seafood and good seafood. Are you going before or after the game?
After the game.
I'd go to Blue Crab. If you don't have a place to go, I'd go to Blue Crab.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Forget everything else I said. Blue Crab.
Gotcha. Blue Crab. Okay.
It's not a crab cake. It's stuffed crab, but the way they do it comes out with a great product.
It's not only stuffed crab, it's everything.
That too. You know,
everything. They do fresh cut fries, they do fresh cut onion rings, they do a good job.
Yeah.
They have a patio out back. It's really nice.
All right.
Have you been there to Blue Crab?
Beautiful. I have not.
Oh, that's it.
Put that on your list, yeah.
I demand it. Go to Blue Crab.
Okay, I'm gonna take your demand.
Call us back and tell us what you think. Are you going to a baseball game, you said?
Yes, we're going to a baseball game.
Ah, I see.
Opening game.
Okay. Well, good luck.
We're UNO.
Okay, thank you.
We will be back with more of the Food Show in just a moment. After first, if you will, this. You have joined yourself onto the Food Show. It is self-explanatory. It's about food. It's about wine. And it's about what you already know and want to hear again from somebody. Today, I just threw, for no particular reason, some coverage, and if you have something else on your mind, just go ahead and feed it, about Mexican food and the fact that, you know, in the last few years, especially on the North Shore, the number of Mexican and other Central American restaurants doing that kind of cuisine has really grown a lot. Would you not agree, ladies and gentlemen, in the galley? No?
Well, I guess you mean me, so...
Well, there's nobody else who came, so I thank you very much for
fitting
us in. Say what?
would I agree? Yes, in the Latin American category, but in terms of Mexican, no.
Yeah.
Because those places that you named have all been there. Habaneros did open a second location within the last year and a half.
Yep.
And that's the closest that you're going to get to actual Mexican food in this area, I think.
How can you say?
I mean, I don't know. I've never been to Mexico, but it certainly
is. Me neither.
Is more upscale and different than
the same stuff.
Than Coretta across the street, which I'm sorry is where I go most of the time because it's just comfortable. How many decisions do we make just because they're comfortable?
Me, because you've got the loud music.
You probably shouldn't make things just because they're comfortable, but that's that's kind of human nature, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, 260-6368.
You can have all of mine. That's it.
Help me, folks. Help me.
Anyway, but I'm going to hold that up a little bit longer. If you are a fan of Mexican food, and believe me, you are not going to hear a lot of just gratuitous cooking from Mexican restaurants. That I love the cuisine myself, and every time I travel...
Is this all coming down to one question, Tom?
No, it's not even a question.
Why isn't there more mole poblano out there?
Well, no. I'm asking...
Because you're the only one that wants it.
I just ask simply this. What have you been finding in the Mexican world that you thought was really good and might want to share with us? That's what I was going to tell you all along.
Today is Abe Lincoln's birthday.
Is it today?
200th birthday, yes.
Is it?
It's his 200th birthday today.
There's an interesting question, aspect of...
Abe Lincoln? Yeah, what about
Abraham Lincoln. He was responsible largely for margarine.
What? Wait, what?
You know, I don't have the right words here to tell you. And if I left one thing out of this, it would look ridiculous. But the
I'm so curious, though.
So, oh, well, we'll take care
I'm
of
so
it.
I'm so very, very
okay.
curious.
So, once again, it's Napoleon. This is the guest thereof, right?
Or, you're talking about Abe Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to throw out that okay. Abe Lincoln is most remembered for the Gettysburg Address. Mm-hmm. I think. And having been to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Have you ever been there?
I just said.
That's beautiful,
yeah,
isn't it?
Having been to Gettysburg. Well, actually, no, it's very depressing. I find Gettysburg,
so?
Pennsylvania.
Really?
Horrifically depressing, yes. Huh. It's got a pall over it. I'm sorry if anyone's been from around that area, but I find it sort of has this very depressing pall to it. But around that area is a lot of really interesting things. That's where the Amish are from.
Fascinating. And, you ever go to see some of those?
I haven't. I love the Amish country because
it's incredible.
I find their way of eating to be so superior to everything we're doing now. I mean, you drive along those country roads in mm-hmm. Amish country and the vegetable stands
yes.
blow your mind.
You know what?
It's purity. At its purest form.
The most
profound. No, go ahead.
The most intriguing such a menu was no wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I shouldn't have gone in on this because I'm.
I find that to be true, like 95% of
no,
the time.
No, it's not that
Tom.
Bad. It's
anyway,
not that bad.
So yeah, the Amish have this.
Oh,
fascinating...
I remember what it was. Wait, mm-hmm. it's. It is this. To go, when you're in Iowa, what are you going to get? Des Moines or – no, I'm just leading up to the fact
Des
that
– Des Moines or corn.
If you ever
corn.
Go, if you go through Iowa in particular, but also in
– Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That's the word I'm thinking.
That's, and
yes,
it's
Lancaster,
fascinating.
Pennsylvania.
And it's fascinating and wonderful.
It is.
These people who drop in and drop in from all
Lancaster,
over the place.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is an adorable, adorable town, and they have these markets where you get the Amish people bringing their products, their farm yield.
Yeah,
it's
something.
Just like food ought to be, you know,
yeah.
And it's like no food that we get in America. I mean, this, you have to go to Europe to get that kind of produce. And, well, California farmers markets, they have nice produce too.
Oh, but, beautiful.
But Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Amish really, it's like if you wanted to be super healthy, you know, it's grown in the healthiest ways.
And please
and
be
it's
careful.
It's just beautiful.
The names of some of these outfits.
Because
they pick a few of them that might not pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the produce in these places and the foods that they eat in Pennsylvania Dutch country, I find kind of really unusual, like shoe fly pie. I know we've talked about that once before, but many, many years ago, I went to a festival. They have an annual Amish festival there, and I don't even remember what time of year it is. Probably, I guess, when the harvest would be. But I remember trying shoe fly pie, which is absolutely not my kind of thing.
Pie.
Tom, yours, it would be your kind of thing.
Derby.
Shoe fly pie is your kind of
your
thing,
kind
Tom.
Of
it's
you,
like,
oh,
a,
yeah, it sure
it's
is.
Like a pie crust full of sugar. It's got molasses, and it's sticky, and it's sweet, sweet, sweet as can be with a little crumble on top.
Crumble of what?
More sugar, I think.
You know,
I think it might be more sugar.
There's a lot of blue cheese salad dressing around there. I'm not making that up because
yeah.
In Iowa, which is where a lot of these people come, they eat it routinely on a whole bunch of different dishes.
Are you thinking about Ohio or Iowa? Because Ohio has the Mennonites.
Yeah, that's right.
The Mennonites
no,
are
this
in Ohio.
Is, I've been to
and then
vast
swaths of Iowa.
In Iowa, mostly uh-huh. in the western side of it. And
well, it's just healthy eating up there, for sure. And healthy eating not in a pretentious kind of you know, I want to throw up about
somebody.
This kind of way.
You know, that's the way they treat it sometimes.
it's just unpretentious, salt of the earth kind of bounty of the soil, God's gifts to humankind, base level humanity vegetables. Did I make that clear enough?
Yeah, I think you got them all.
260-6368. Help me, folks. Come on in and give us a call. We're just babbling on. Anyway, so if you have any thoughts about Pennsylvania Dutch country, I think actually of Abraham Lincoln in those terms. I mean, I know he was born in Illinois. I know he died in Washington, D.C. I'll never forget noticing the chewing gum tree. No, it's actually not chewing gum. It's right outside of Ford's Theater, or right outside the house actually where he died, which was across the street from Ford's Theater. But right outside that that house, there's a tree, and it is covered with pennies, Lincoln pennies, stuck on the tree with chewing gum. Yeah. Anyway, but I don't think of him in terms of Washington, D.C. or Illinois. I think of him in terms of Pennsylvania just because of the Gettysburg Address. And that's what I wanted to throw out there.
All right.
If anyone is interested in talking about Pennsylvania kind of foods.
I'll get this name wrong.
What's
I think
it?
Maytag. Mm-hmm. It's the same outfit that does the blue cheese stuff coming from the Iowa people making
corn.
Huh?
The Iowa people making corn.
No, they're making all of what you just talked about.
Yeah. Vegetables.
And lots of other things. But who would have thought Maytag would be part of them? And it is, in fact.
Well, they make the cheese.
It's, huh?
The cheese people.
It's the cheese
the appliance evil. And the cheese people.
But this is actually for the entire appliance standing about to six feet tall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's one of the articles.
I may have to call them soon because, believe it or not, and I find this hard to believe myself, the refrigerator is starting to make noises that I don't like.
Oh?
260-6368. Oh, you are listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
That's us, all right. Anyway, it's the food show, and here we are with the airing of it
here
today.
Here we are with it. We're here with the food show, yes.
What's up?
Well, we were talking, or I was talking, and we would love to have you talk with us if you would like to call 260-6368. We were talking about Abe Lincoln and Pennsylvania Dutch country, and you were talking about Iowa. And we've talked about my soapbox and the homogenization of everything and culinarily in New Orleans. And depending on whose side you're on, because these are very, very definitively divided sides. We talked a little bit about that, too. But also today is Lentil Soup Day.
I was triggered for a second there that the thing before this was... silver, not silver. Excuse me. You're doing the
Lentil Soup Day. That's what we're talking
lentil
about.
Soup.
Lentil
yeah.
Soup Day. Do you like lentils?
Tom's gospel on lentil
lentils?
Soup.
Okay.
Yeah. I have never in my life, and I've eaten maybe even hundreds of them over the years because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had a puck, a cork, a
spoon.
Bowl, and no matter what it is, I've had all of that, and all of it comes out great. If you are doing anything like a lentil soup, you could practically do it with your eyes closed. It's one of the great offers, offers.
Is lentil is lentil high up on your list of legumes, or like, I know you like crowder peas. Do you like those better than
crowder
lentils?
Crowder peas, those are my favorites.
Yeah.
But the crowder peas come from a totally different species, whereas the ones that come from the Middle East, but and everywhere else, it seems like lentils were discovered back in practically your sleeves would tighten
before,
up.
Before Christ, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's ancient. They're ancient.
Ancient. Absolutely ancient.
Yeah.
But it's really good for you. It's everybody loves it and always has.
Well, I don't know
and
if everybody loves it, but it's good. You know,
if you do not
you
like,
has a really good lentil soup when they have it, Impastados. When Impastados has a lentil soup as a soup of the day, it's fantastic. And I started to say this because I was talking about Fogo de Chão. They have this Brazilian soup that begins with an F. And it's, as a matter of fact, I'll have to look it up on their website. But it's actually like a bean stew. And it is so
incredibly
good. And today it was even better than it usually is. It turns out that it's made with beef and pork. So I'm guessing that all the meats that don't, you know, that are not leftover, but, you know, meat trimmings from the day go into this bean soup. And for some reason, it was extraordinarily good today. I'm going to have to look up the name of it.
If you want to, it's on the tip of my tongue, and it's several different words kind of chumming together.
Uh-huh.
But again, I tell you,
I'm going to get the name of it right now.
If you are into
the soup is part of their garden salad bar.
Yeah. Well, you got to love that because it's terrific,
it's
inexpensive.
It's great. It's absolutely fantastic.
And very cheap.
What, you're talking about beans in general?
Sure, why not?
You're talking about beans in general? So lentils, I you know, if somebody said to me, what do you like in terms of beans? What's your favorite? I don't know that I could tell them that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love
not even red beans.
I love cannellini beans. I love
cannellini beans and red beans are the same. Did you know that?
Lima beans? No, they're not.
They are.
They are. How are they?
One's red and one's white.
But,
and that's like a small ask, you know, a kind of response to that. But it's true.
I can't pronounce it. It's Feijoada. If anyone knows
Fejoada.
How to say that.
Or that's close to that. I haven't hit on the nose. If you're from South America or
if you know how to speak Spanish,
yeah.
What is that?
And tell us how you say that for good, for real. Portuguese.
Oh, that's
there
right.
We go.
It is, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah.
Doug just goes away every now and again. Every now and then he comes in like a lightning bolt to bring some kind of sense to the show, and then he goes away until he can't take it anymore. Anyway, it was really, really good. I love lentils. I love black beans. But a good lentil soup is hard to beat. It really is.
Yeah.
Do you like the orange lentils?
What?
Orange lentils.
Orange.
Or red lentils, as they're called.
That's something I've never heard of or seen easily, but I would like to try it.
You not had red lentils?
I've had lentils. Yeah, sure.
Of course, brown lentils, but I'm talking about red ones. There are red lentils
That has eluded me.
You can get them at Whole Foods, I think.
Okay. Well, what else can't
so
you get there?
So Crowder peas. Well,
Crowder
there's a lot
peas.
Of things that you probably can't get at Whole Foods, like things that you would get at the Ideal Market. Anybody shop at the Ideal Market? I want to shop at the Ideal Market, but I haven't. I've only been there
How
once.
Come?
Well, because I don't, generally speaking, first of all, I don't even cook American food, much less Latin American food. I mean, if I'm going to cook something, it's going to be something like spaghetti or spin dip or something like that. I'm not going to automatically go to some Latin American dish because I don't even know what that would be.
That's why we have programs like this, because that
We're
dish
not doing a very good job of educating. Go ahead, what?
I don't know. People tell me all the time that they like all the information that they get from us,
So
which is the whole idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm trying to think of all of the beans. You actually had a really good piece about lentils that I'm just going to go ahead and read right out of today's Almanac because mm-hmm. it's got a lot of information about lentils. It is International Lentil Soup Day. Lentils are an ancient part of the human diet, having been cultivated since prehistoric times in the Middle East. They have two things going for them. They're highly nutritious and they taste great. Lentils are legumes, more closely related to chickpeas and green peas than to red beans, limas, or other New World beans.
That's true.
Explain that.
Well, in Europe and in all the old countries, in the southern hemisphere especially, there are variations on all of those beans that cook them differently. They come from different areas. They have different textures to them. Mm-hmm. And with this, I can tell you, I've never had, no matter how oddball a variety of lentil soups I've ever had, ever, as an E-V-E-R, I've never had a serving of it that I didn't like.
Oh, yeah.
They're
it's
perfect.
It's kind of a primal sort of food. I mean, it's really, really delicious. But in our basic kind of, like I said, primal level. I mean, if you put, and I don't even need to eat rice, but it's better with rice. But if you were to put lentils on top of rice or anything, it's just, it's great.
Now, you'll find this hard to believe, but that's where we differ.
What's that?
I don't think that lentils go with rice.
You think
rice.
It should just go by themselves?
Lentils I think
by themselves?
Just by themselves.
I think they're really good with fish.
Get them
really
that way if you like them. Here's something else I know. Not that you're waiting there to hear the next thing.
No, I am.
But one of the greatest combinations that ever came to my eye, and I remember it came out of the place right across the street from Arno's.
G.W. Finn's?
G.W. Finn's.
Yeah.
Every time I have I'm faced by like a collection of names. I can never keep them all straight. But anyway, I went in there for something, and it was also when they were starting up the restaurant and kind of done some tests and stuff. And I thought, you know, this shows a real a nice combination between seafood and beans. And the more I put those two together, whatever the bean is, whatever the seafood is, it's a great combination.
Meatballs and spaghetti.
Well, you're out on that one. You're going to have to come on back and have us some
beans and fish.
And
you know,
fish.
Tom, I didn't even need you to teach me that. I've been eating fish. And, well, this is me, frozen lima beans for a very long time, even before I hooked up with you. So,
yeah,
I think it's just kind of it's such a natural combination. I really, really like it. But G.W. Finn's does serve a lot of their fish with beans.
I remember when they first came out with a lot of that, for a long time, we had never seen it. Nobody had heard of it. And they thought, what, fish and beans, what? But it is a great combination. Next time you're cooking up, it's also inexpensive. Put those two together.
Yeah, it is.
Some
it really
seafood.
Is. It's hard to beat when it's inexpensive and great.
And then you're in business.
Yeah, it really is good.
All right.
But anyway, you have here lentils are legumes, more closely related to chickpeas and green peas than to red beans, limas, or other New World beans. They come in many colors, from green to red to brown. The latter is most common in our part of the world. So you're saying that these other things are New World discovered when Columbus was around?
Well, they didn't have those beans on the
other continent.
On the other continent,
I see.
They just didn't have it going yet, and it would soon come that we would have gone from not having anything with chocolate in it and beans in it of various kinds.
I don't want to think of that day.
And all of those other things, there would come a day when everything would be cool on it, but that is a combination.
Yeah, let's talk to John. Hi, John.
Right. Hi there. Listen, I heard the very tail end of your show yesterday. First of all, congratulations on whatever anniversary y'all were celebrating.
Thank you.
How many years?
31.
How many?
31.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And inquiring minds want to know, where did you go eat Where'd you go out to eat?
Hey, John, I found something. Speaking of
Antonyms. Oh, no, John. Yeah. Please don't make us talk about that.
When we are looking over things that we haven't thought of in a while, I had to dig out some a couple of albums from...
oh, God.
And I'm trying to remember what exactly it was. But anyway, John had been a disc jockey on...
Yes.
Down there.
Everywhere, really. Go ahead.
And he did that for a long time. I remember listening to him for a long time. But he was for young people, really, who would come in and play rock music. In some cases, for the first time in their day.
Yes.
You agree or disagree? But anyway, I found it. And on the back of it, there's your picture. I mean, this big, big picture of you smiling.
That's right. The Age of Aquarius album, I think.
That's right. That's exactly what it was.
The Age of Aquarius.
So if I ever have to get out of my office and take all of those books out that I have and all of those RPMs and all the stuff I've got, I don't know what I'm going to do with it all. But I'll give you
Not going to do with it.
Oh?
You're not going to bring it home. Anyway, John, to answer your question.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so for 30 years, we've gone to the Windsor Court because that's where we started our life together.
And it's been.
Yeah. So we didn't do that yesterday because we weren't even over here. And we would have been over here, God bless you, except that, we didn't need to be, but neither one of us really wanted to eat at the Grill Room because it just was, the menu was just not all that appealing. So I pitched the bar and Tom nixed that. So we wound up on the North Shore at Cafe Lynn.
That was last night.
Oh, that's a good place.
It is a good place. Anyway, I was curious
about that. And I heard you talking about the Amish and I guess Amish food. And I had to tell you a little known fact.
Yeah.
That if you go into Walmart, which I've been recently, Walmart sells their brand an Amish potato salad.
Really?
It's quite good.
Wow, that is a
they
long
have
leap.
Amish butter too, and I want to try that. It's like, you know what? I saw this Amish butter, which I knew would be fantastically good, and it was this gigantic roll. And then I was looking at the wrong price, and it was like $7. And I'm thinking, wow, this is such a great buy.
Well, I'm sorry. What
butter? Amish.
Oh, but just
butter.
Just plain
at Walmart.
Butter.
Yeah.
So Amish butter.
Amish butter at Walmart.
Oh,
so
then, he used to play for the Saints, didn't he?
Yeah. Been back in the early days.
I think so.
Anyway, he's not on the Super Bowl team. Anyway, I get up to the checkout. It's like $16, and I thought, okay, that's good because something of that quality should be that price. But I'm not buying it, so I didn't buy it. But it was, I'm sure it's excellent butter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't doubt it for a second.
Amish butter. Okay, I'll have to look for that next time I go.
Don't repeat that one anymore.
It's going to be great for...
That's a good line, but don't do it here anymore because it's radio. You know how it goes.
Okay. So, John, I have one question before you go. Have you been back Have you been back to Dabbs lately?
No, I haven't. I see he's doing a Valentine's dinner, three courses for $45. He was posting something on Facebook saying that, hurry up and make your reservations before it's sold out. I saw that maybe a day or so ago. But to be honest, I haven't. Okay. Every time I pass, now you know they had a big electrical or cable outage or something with fiber optics last week. I think it shut him down for a day.
Two days.
He's had a lot of problems with that. Really, I mean, I remember when he first opened and you park in the lot, but you had to really watch where you were walking because you could fall in this gigantic hole that was taking up two parking places.
It's not
been an easy trip. But then I think he probably had to know that going in.
No, exactly, exactly.
Right. Anyway.
But every time I've passed it, that he has been open, the parking lot's always been packed. But that can be deceiving because the parking lot's not that big.
Yeah, and then you go in and there's not that many people in there. But I've been hearing good reports, so I'm glad he's doing well. We'll have to go back.
Me too.
Take care, John. Thanks
for
calling.
This is the food show. Nice to be here with you talking about the food scene around town. We don't have any limitations within, the ones that all sensible people would ever use. But we'd love to hear from you about anything you've ever eaten in your entire life, especially if it has a Mexican or maybe an
Eric
early...
is on the phone, Tom. Let's go to Eric.
Eric,
we have just a few minutes, yeah.
Eric is here, and finally I got over to him after making him wait for about 20 minutes. I'm sorry about that.
Eric.
That's okay.
Eric.
Yeah. Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Fine as frog hair. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. Well, good. Well, thank y'all. I'll tell you, I love your show.
You.
I wanted to do a red beans and rice report.
Okay.
Please do. Fire away.
I went to Joey K's on Magazine Street.
I'm sure that
fabulous.
Was
fabulous. Terrific. Love it.
Oh, my gosh, it was so good.
Yeah.
It was just awesome. I had that in a salad, and it was just the best.
Definitely not members of the club. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, which club is that? It's one they won't let you into. Definitely
not members of the club. The club is not about good taste, and Joey K's is about that.
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, my gosh, that's so good. But I forgot they're traditional style, which I love creamy, but that, those are the best traditional style ones that I've had in town for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
so good.
It's good. It's been around for a long time. It's got a very loyal following and for good reason.
Yes.
Well, I guess that wraps that up.
Yeah. Anyway, what else you got?
Okay, thank you.
No, okay.
You're always welcome.
I had a fantastic pork chop at Gree's. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you know, another great place.
Any place anything you would eat in that restaurant over there on Felicity Street and on Magazine Street, right around the corner.
Yeah. LGD.
That is solid gold. That place can do nothing but wonderful food. And a bunch of other things, too. I really...
Good stuff.
Really enjoy
yeah,
it.
Good stuff. Yeah.
They are. And their deviled eggs, in my opinion, are the best in town. They do it.
Who goes to a restaurant for deviled eggs, people?
Oh, and it's so good. Oh, my gosh. Well...
Whoever would have dreamed that deviled eggs would be so hot on restaurant menus?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. My mom doesn't make them anymore, so I have to
Maybe that's it. Deviled eggs was made by everybody's mom, and the moms are not around anymore, so restaurants had to pick up the slack. But I've never understood deviled eggs, even when everybody's mom was making them.
May I give you an explanation you might like?
Please.
Okay. When I first started going out to restaurants upscale a little bit, one of my favorites was the historic restaurant Maley's, which is gone. And they had a five course, I think it was. Here's what it was. They started off with the hard-boiled eggs with the remoulade sauce on top of that. Then they would serve you the soup of the day. Then they would serve you a salad. And then they would serve a fish course, and then they would finish it up with a dessert. And sometimes, right after the fish, they would bring in boiled beef brisket. As a matter of fact, they usually did that. Now, that's what I just told you was a $9.50 dinner for that price, total, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
well, that was a long time ago. Now you're seeing deviled eggs in the hippest restaurants, and it just boggles my mind. But great, everybody else eat the deviled eggs, and I'll eat something else. You know?
Well, all right.
Deviled eggs with little microgreens, and deviled eggs with caviar, and deviled eggs with all of those fancy schmancy things.
Unfortunately,
all right, Eric. Got to let you run. Thanks for calling
in.
The
end, not of the show, but of this aura. Hour.
Yes.
We'll be back with more of the food show, won't we?
Yeah.
And we'll find out.
Doug, will we? We never know if Doug's just going to cut our mics and walk off.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.